state of emergency in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. As Hurricane Ian gathers strength on a possible track to hit Florida's Gulf Coast, maybe the Tampa Bay area, which hasn't had a major storm in more than a century.
We will see on the Gulf Coast of Florida heavy rain, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and perhaps isolated tornado activity. And that is true regardless of the precise track that this takes.
Governor Ron DeSantis emphasizing the potential for significant flooding away from the eye of the storm, which is about 500 miles wide. For now, forecasters say Cuba is expecting extreme hurricane force winds and a life-threatening storm surge from Ian, which is expected to approach Florida Wednesday into Thursday. The president's focus is on the people, not himself. Reaction from spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre to concern about the economy in a new poll.
Our U.S. strategy, economic strategy, is focused on the long-term growth and investment. Increased manufacturing and fiscal discipline has positioned our country to navigate challenging global times from the strongest position possible.
This as the inflation fight continues to rattle the markets.
The White House says it does not view what happens on Wall Street as the main indicator about how the U.S. economy is faring overall. But there's some new polling which suggests Americans are worried about their 401ks, their investments, and their savings. ABC Washington Post finding that 74% of registered voters believe the state of the economy is not so good or poor. That's up sharply from about 5 months ago. The president's own job approval number is not looking much better, with only 39% of voters approving of his performance.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. The same poll finds the economy is the top concern. The Dow down 325 points at the closing bell, extending last week's plunge. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Chicago police say a little boy pushed off a Navy pier by a relative has died.
3-year-old Josiah Brown of Des Plaines died of his injuries on Sunday after police say he was pushed into Lake Michigan by his aunt last week. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Victoria Moreno pushed the boy into the water and then watched him drown. Witness Ashton King called 911.
He just was looking straight up at the sky, just terrified.
Moreno also claimed she didn't know the boy when first questioned by police. She remains jailed and now faces murder charges. We're told that she has a history of mental illness and has also taken her nieces without permission before. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard pounding what it says are Kurdish separatist bases in northern Iraq with a wave of drone and artillery strikes, the second cross-border assault since Saturday, even as widespread protests continue in Iran over the death of an Iranian Kurdish woman who had been detained by the nation's morality police. An internet giant rolls out an unprecedented offer.
Amazon has never done two Prime Day-like events in 1 year, but it will this October. Looking at the 11th and 12th for the global event, which will offer hundreds of thousands of members-only deals across a range of categories, from its own devices to home, fashion, toys, and more. Some analysts see it as recognition from Amazon that it needs to provide more deals to inflation-battered consumers. The move playing into the trend of major retailers announcing holiday sales well ahead of Black Friday. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, the Dow closing in bear market territory. That's down more than 20% from its most recent record high close in January. The Dow drops more than 320 points. The S&P also closing down more than 1%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.